Srimad Bhagavatam class on 4th canto, chapter 28, text number 4, given on 14th of December 2010, in Sri Sri Radha Govinda Mandir, ISKCON, Calcutta, by His Holiness Subhag Swami Maharaj.
Idea. What happens? Who can say, I will become old? Anybody raise hand? You can check. So, these are the realities. No, we heard, and we have sour. And Prabhupada is telling, he became old. And we may not be old, but actually we are becoming old. No. So, already so many things say, Prabhupada said something, we should take it very seriously. But this is of course the negative side. There is a positive side also, how we can conquer all these things. By practicing Krishna consciousness. And we are practicing Krishna consciousness all the time. But again, how to make progress in devotional service? If you are serious, Prabhupada told that we follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, very simple. And he taught it to the Goswamis. And Goswamis lived, right? Reach out to us, example, ideal. We should not. We cannot copy because of Bhagavad Parsha, but we can keep it as ideal. And our acharyas coming down, they are following. According to constant time, place and so on. Here is Prabhupada, who showed how to do it in his life. And we have to go through it. So better what Prabhupada and Acharya says, this is our path to go back to Godhead. Tadero charano sevi bhakta sanyas. So not necessarily related to this verse. I like rather something positive to discuss. I hope you will accept it. And this is Prabhupada. You want to. You are interested. Came to Krishna consciousness. Everybody wants to make advancement. This is a dynamic movement. This is a vibrant movement. When I see, I feel hopeful that when Prabhupada said, a bamboo is young, it can be bent. And the mud is soft, it can give shape. Not when it is put in fire, mud, then difficult. The bamboo become old, it's difficult. When it is young, then it can. So, you are in your youth, prime of your life, you can mold your life. How? Saying here. This is called nectar of instruction. I like to read what the Goswami says. Everybody has to do. It doesn't matter, he's a brahmachari, he's a real star, he is 60 years in the movement, not possible, 40 years more. I have to follow Sushali Dita, you want? Yes? If it is yes, raise hand.
Hare
Bol! Instead of clapping hand, you say, very good, I like it. Then you are making a pun. So he say, can I stop you? You read, and I say, stop, I make some.
Mike,
no.
Mr.
It's quite a few phrases.
Mike.
Bhacha, it is called Upadeshamita, very fast slope. Take the slope. I don't go to the translation and then go into part two. Time is short.
Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam
Manasa Krodha Vegam
Jiva Vegam
Jiva Vegam
Udaropasta Vegam
Udaropasta Vegam
Etan Vegam
Etan Vegam
Yogisaheta Dhiraha
Yogisaheta Dhiraha
Sarvam Apimam
Sarvam Apimam
Prithivim Sasishyat
Prithivim Sasishyat.
Now, anybody here who can say honestly, raise your hand who has control over the senses. At least you are honest. I am not raising hand. I am trying. Somebody asked me, Maharaj, have you had control over senses? No. Yeah, he has control, he has raised hand, isn't he? Everybody, all of us pay him all his hands. He is a grihastha. He is raising hand, two hands. I also. But I am trying. You play for me. so that I can. So it's very nice. Anybody, even somebody hears them, nothing wrong. But he controls, he is as good as a true brahmachari. He gets the result. A brahmachari, not just brahmachari, but actually within the true sense of the world, he can make tremendous progress in spiritual life. So we should know what is this. I brought the brahmachari book also, but it starts with this because brahmachari, some may not like it, he may not be that ashram. But the dress is not brahmachari, dress is not sannyas. All these things. Neither stamp is something else more than sannyasi. Those who are. Isn't Krishna, see your heart. So let us see what you should do to make progress. Here is saying, Bacha Vegam, controlling tongue. Tongue has got two functions. One is eating and one is speaking. But it's very nice, I find you are trained that instead of clapping hands, you say, Hari Bol! See, who is not saying that? More you are, if you're free from Maya, you automatically know that. Yes? Somebody phoning, hello, hello, and somebody saying, Hare Krishna. I'm making problems. You see, you know this way. We can see ourselves also, how much progress I am making. This is very nice, I like that. The clapping hand. Okay, horrible. You're making progress. It's always positive. Right. Come on. Bhacha Vegam is very. Think of it. Again, jeet every day. And think of it. Then react.
A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make disciples all over the world.
You see? So ISKCON, there is Grihastha also. He is making all over. He is controlling. Are you a brahmachari? Ask yourself. You are brahmachari? Are you controlling? You control? You become guru. You become Jivis. You become what? Not. More than that. You can conquer. One who cannot be conquered, Krishna, he can conquer him, simply why. But some is doing artificially, devotee is doing, by engaging in the service of Krishna. His body, mind, sense. He's Paramahamsa. So the idea of Paramahamsa means he has no even enviousness. Yeah, when you see somebody is at work, sometimes you become envious of him, isn't it? If you see somebody more advanced sometimes. Still it's in general. I'm not saying all, but the whole material world is enviousness. One cannot throw at others higher. But one who is nice, he thinks so, he should hey, give him as he deserves respect, please that. And there he also reciprocates and helps him how he can make progress. When he's equal, he makes friendship. Somebody is equal, he also, something negative he does. He just don't remember. Anybody can remind me? And somebody junior, he looked down upon. You know, he's compassionate, helps him so that he can make. This is positive. Can be. Later on you can ask, I want you to interact. That is better. Otherwise I don't know who is sitting, maybe here, mind is somewhere. It happens. Yes? Yes? Because now I have to give it a attempt. Not in the thinking, something else. I have to do this. What is this? Cheating. He is not cheating God. He is not cheating Guru. He is not cheating others. Cheating himself. He is cheating himself. Because these senses, we are in a very treacherous land. The material world is treacherous. Tongue is treacherous. Very treacherous. Sense organs are very treacherous. You think you are enjoying, until one day you find it's bringing you to misery and malam. In the beginning, mukh mein maja, pet mein saja. That's very nice. Let's go to Tyaribar. Later on. You think we are well richer of each other. Outside people are not well richer. Am I right?
Evo. Evo.
Yes?
Evo.
Nidya. Tonic, little EV. Good. Instead of taking so much. This is tonic. Nectar of all instructions.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj placed a number of intelligent questions before Sukadeva Goswami. One of these questions was, why do people undergo atonement if they cannot control their senses? For instance, a thief may know perfectly well that he may be arrested for his stealing, and he may actually even see a thief arrested by the police. Yet he continues to steal. Experience is gathered by hearing and seeing. One who is less intelligent gathers experience by seeing, and one who is more intelligent gathers experience by hearing.
One minute. Any institution, you know what happened? You find out that you think, I own those are power, because you can learn so much from this way. There's a Bengali saying, like, dekhe sheke, kere theke sheke. One is not learning for seeing, he will get kicked from Maya again and again. Then come to his senses. He will have bitter experience. Bitter. See what happened in the past. In the Upanishad, in the Purana, so many examples. Learn. For some time we overestimate her. No, no. Nothing will happen to him. Maharaj, nothing will happen. He's bragging, doesn't know. He's walking in quicksand anymore. Gone. And nobody will help him. So this is very important. We should know what past happened. Is to find out. Then I become causes. Become causes. That's why there is a saying where fools rush, angels dare not do it. The saying is, you say, angels dare not do it. Fools are rushing. Who are fools? Most of the people are fools. Fool number one. Most of the people are fool number one. They will come to Krishna consciousness. There I am. Now we should know, if I have come to Krishna consciousness, am I following? Other Mahajan? Mahajana Jena Vata Sopanta. Follow our previous acharya. Then you can avoid so many bodhis and hurdles, bitter experiences. It's very good. Again, jeep this thing.
When an intelligent person hears from the law books and shastras or scriptures that stealing is not good and hears that a thief is punished when arrested, he refrains from theft. A less intelligent person may first have to be arrested and punished for stealing to learn to stop stealing. However, a rascal, a policeman, may have the experience of both hearing and seeing and may even be punished. But still, he continues to steal. Even if such a person atones and is punished by the government, he will again commit theft as soon as he comes out of jail. If punishment in jail is considered atonement, what is the benefit of such atonement? Thus, Parikshit Maharaj inquired. He compared atonement to an elephant's bathing. The elephant may take a very nice bath in the river, but as soon as it comes onto the bank, it throws dirt all over its body. What then is the value of its bathing? Similarly, many spiritual practitioners chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and at the same time commit many forbidden things, thinking that their chanting will counteract their offenses. Of the 10 types of offenses one can commit while chanting the holy name of the Lord, this offense is called Namna Vallad Yashtihi Pavabhadhihi. Committing simple activities on the strength of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Similarly, certain Christians go to church to confess their sins, thinking that confessing their sins before a priest and performing some penance will relieve them from the results of their weekly sins.
I saw, sometimes I go to different places, also outside, abroad, and see the temple people going, even in Hindu temple. He's doing like this, you know, and with nose also doing like this. So many things I can understand. He's in front of us like a son, or in front of student, in front of teacher, sometimes he has to do. What does it mean? Same thing in Christianity, you know, same thing. Elephant, kunjara snanam, think back. You find sometime, you know that this is bad, I shouldn't do it. But you find you are forced. Isn't it yes or no?
Yes?
Jeev jago. My diet is no, I shouldn't do this. You find you are forced to do it. When you are going to do it, you know I shouldn't do it. But you find you are doing it. It's carried out. Isn't it? How difficult. This is a part that you can control. How? By engaging in the submission. As long as engaging all the senses, mind, body, still child. Just a little hole you have got. Very good boat. But what are you saying? At one point, sing. It applies to all of us. Just a matter of more or less. This is the advancement. You have to endeavor. You have to again try. Now, you don't have to again do that also. Written. Again, control, result. That key. If you have got any question, later mass. Otherwise you can stop everyone. There won't be class.
As soon as Saturday is over and Sunday comes, they again begin their sinful activities, expecting to be forgiven the next Saturday.
I saw the same thing, same man. Really? Going to the temple and doing all these things, huh? And kneel down, up. What is doing? Again another discipline, the same thing. God is not so fool. You ask him again, you are coming. I'm just simply repeating what Prabhupada said. God is not a fool. We can be fool, but God is not. You are cheating. You are not taking it serious. So we are subjected to punishment. You may not like, nobody likes. You may dress as this, that, and that, but Krishna is seeing inside you. Tatasarvata pani pado khishiya mukham sutim loke sabbattam apritta tishtati. Even if we know somebody has seen, still we find, we are forced, we find yourself forced to do something else, breaking rules. Sometimes saintly person say, why you are suffering? You are a saintly person. He said, I am mistaken. You can't, no, you don't make mistakes. Please say, why? You are suffering so many diseases, that? You are saintly man, delivering so many, no. No, please. Then he says, I am suffering because many unqualified persons, I gave them initiation. And they promised in front of fire, in front of Vaishnava, in front of Narayan, in front of scripture, I'm promising in front of so many people, I'm promising from now on, I won't do this. Oh, out of 100, maybe 80 is made up. So I'm sorry. Is all these things are happening. This is not your mistake. No, those are unqualified again. Out of compassion. You understand? See the reality? How difficult. Okay, so it is not easy. But if you post it, as you find, as the day goes, you won't see many old faces. Here is my godbrother. He says, so many years I am seeing, but I don't see many. It's very unfortunate. They are all my family members. I love them. I want, they come back. Again, we have a nice family. But for some reason, they are not. Yes, yes. So unfortunate, at least someone there. When some saintly person, delivering the whole world, he is asked, why so many persons going away? Those whom I think very responsible, he will lead us. And he will say, don't be surprised if everybody goes away. It's not so easy. But be surprised if anybody stays. If he stays. You may dress like this and very advanced. Suddenly you may not see. It's an easy path. It's not an easy thing. Why most of the people are not coming? Tell me. This is the reason. They are not, it's not so easy. Everybody is going, I'm also going. You're fool! You're fool number one! Now, well, after that, what is your future? There is a saying, when ignorance is bliss, that is the future. Ignorance is bliss to them. It's folly to be wise. They are in that world. But ignorance is bliss. It is folly to be wise. They are living in that world. What can I do? Don't live in that world. Tamaso, ma! Don't stay in darkness. Come to life. Yadidgama, come to Krishna. And the sunlight is there. You can see things from a perspective. What is what? When it's darkness, you can see everything is same. Everything. He is also eating, I am eating. He is also married, I am married. He just put a tila. He is also earning money, going there, making there. He is one man, going in car, taking nice prasad. Does not know. He won't get up at 3 o'clock, take bath and cook. Christine. So your future is also sleeping. He doesn't know. And after that, what will become? Hog or dog? Or a tree? Nobody knows. Then we may be with Krishna taking halwa. Whole world can be from America, from Iceland, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Jew, Christian, Hindu, all together, Hare Krishna. Simply follow Prabhupada and our Pandya Sacha. Very simple. They see sometimes, and this can die, going in car, nice. I don't know what he used to do before. Nice car, sometimes in a plane, sometimes exclusive business class. Sky sadhu. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, if you walk, if you become a servant of the king or the emperor, naturally, emperor take the best food. Naturally, emperor doesn't eat alone. Only his body. You understand? Why don't you become, sir, the emperor? So he's Sama! Look, this guy Hare Krishna buying the best food. Now they said, you also come, just please, no money. No money, you can come and free. We give you pass. Pass for in a nice car, in dress. And the rich man salad sadhu. No. He is a king serving king. So king has got his car for his servant. One day in UP, somewhere, Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, they, many people came here to see sadhu. So where is the sadhu? Where is the sadhu? You know, sadhu here is a nangatti and nothing clothes, anything there. Maybe a lota, sadhu ka sambal, lota kambal. But he use it for his wash up, taking bath, which is made dry, maybe loki, you know, cut out. There is, he cut it out, and there is, see, what for taking bath, everything. And he has got a blanket, and he coping there. Where is the sadhu? No, sadhu is here, you see. Sadhu, nice turban, expensive glass, good western, in the dress. Then Bhaktivinoda Sadhu say, sadhu is he who talks about Krishna, who sings about Krishna's glories, who remembers 24 hours, what am I doing for the pleasure of Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. So for the service of Krishna, he sometimes may dress like a king. First class car, first class plane. If sometimes necessary, he's not attached to it. So necessary, he can be under a tree. He's hardly eating anything. He can just sleep on a dal roti. Jo Bhagavan Mirada. This is, but he eats that dal roti. Krishna Prasad. This is, so the richest man he can become. Greatest devotee, usually, no? King Kilosika, Janakara, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthi. No, usually, no, but if some perfect sadhu, he can be done. And Prabhupada first came to Mayapur, then some guy came and said, you know, sadhu means Maharaj. You are making huge, longest building in West Bengal. How is this for? Sadhu means he lives very simple under the tent. And he said, just suppose you think the whole world comes here chanting, dancing from other countries, then maybe they are materially much advanced. You are improvised and they are chanting, dancing, and they leave first class houses, all these things. This is nothing, this is just a toilet, bathroom and a room, and patia. So is that good? Or nobody comes? And I am under by the side of Ganges, put some straw hut and do job. Which one is better? Of course that is better. It is meant for there, not for us. At least minimum this is required. Anything wrong? No. Now you see that is happening. A bigger temple is coming in Mayapur. Nityananda Prabhu predicted, Adhut Mandir Khaili Prakar. There will be a wonderful temple. And Gauranga Nityila Khaili Vikas. And people will come all parts of the world. And they will be chanting, Jai Sachinandan Gauranga. God says, Nityananda says, Balaram says, everything happens. And whoever takes part, his life will be sublime. He'll go back to Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhachatata, chanting, dancing in the spiritual world, and then feasting. Whoever says, anything, program done, after that is feasting. So it's called, everything is done. But it must be feasting to make it perfect. Everybody, big smile. Somebody may be brahmachari, some may be grihastha, some may be ladies, doesn't matter. Everybody is happy.
This kind of prayasita or atonement is condemned by Parikshit Maharaj, the most intelligent king of his time. Shukadev Goswami, equally intelligent, as befitting the spiritual master of Maharaj Parikshit, answered the king and confirmed that his statement concerning atonement was correct. A sinful activity cannot be counteracted by a pious activity. Thus, real prayaschita, atonement, is the awakening of our dormant Krishna consciousness. Real atonement involves coming to real knowledge, and for this there is a standard process. When one follows a regulated hygienic process, he does not fall sick. A human being is meant to be trained according to certain principles to revive his original knowledge. Such a methodical life is described as tapasya. One can be gradually elevated to the standard of real knowledge or Krishna consciousness by practicing austerity and celibacy, brahmacharya, by controlling the mind, by controlling the senses, by giving up one's possessions in charity, by being avowedly truthful, by keeping clean, and by practicing yoga asanas. However, if one is fortunate enough to get the association of a pure devotee, he can easily surpass all the practices for controlling the mind by the mystic yoga process, simply by following the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, refraining from illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and by engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master.
You can see the whole materialist is this: eating meat, fish, egg, illicit selection, drinking, intoxicant, yeah. You stop this thing, whole materialism will collapse. There is no much material, but Prabhupada says, stop this thing. Drinking, womanizing, illicit relation, they won't go to work or in the factory. Yeah. Stop casino, gambling, jackpot, they don't go out. They admit it. They cause of all problems. So Prabhupada says, our life will be simple living. He requires some food to maintain our body. Sometimes you can take something nice. That's okay. He requires some clothing, in winter, maybe something will be warm. And find some place, some roof, lie down. 7 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet in place to lie down. For the rest of your chandan, you grow your food, you don't have to have a day and night, so on. You eat the same amount of maybe 4 chapati, 6 chapati, no time to go. A little ghee, you have cow, kishi, go, raksha, little ghee. Now we have a powder meat. Now no drinking water, sometimes recycle. People may not know that from the sphere that water is recycled. They are already in a hog platform. They are putting nice dress. Hog putting nice dress, dog putting. Is that intelligent? No. Krishna gave some nice water. Go to the countryside, no pollution. Go to Calcutta and go. Who was it? Somebody asked Prabhupada, where is hell? Oh, he is hell. One of the well-known city, Prabhupada was there. Suddenly, well, somebody asked Prabhupada, where is hell? He said, this is hell. Tell me, you are not suffering here? They got used to it. Black thing, so much gas coming from the exhaust of the cars. Big, big cities. Calcutta, Bombay. Together, how many people the Delhi has got? It's a big city in the east, Tokyo, I heard. Time to time, policemen going to the booth to breathe in. This is material advance. And some are going back. Again, simply living. Otherwise, saying what they are eating, simply chemicals. Everywhere chemicals. Better what you have, Vedic culture give, but Prabhupada says you stick to it. You may become free from this and living peacefully and joyfully, free from tension. After you have to make advancement spiritually, you must have a very strong negative attitude towards materialistic way of life. Otherwise, you cannot maintain. any country, you won't see any negative thing. They all cover up. You won't see some guy going blind, crippled. Accident happens, cover up. But in time, you very careful, you will see in time. When nobody is there, they come out. All the bad things don't take. Then you will be encouraged to work hard to enjoy. Unless you will be enjoying. No, you want to work hard. Will you work hard? You think I will enjoy this, this? Will you work hard? Not at all. What is it? Nobody wants to work hard, actually. Bhagavan says, nobody actually wants hard. Government is made in such a way, you are bound to work hard. You cannot go back to the countryside and live simply. You have a car, you have a wife, and go to, when you are not satisfied with one woman, you go to casino, sing naked dance, right? Sit to his class, and drink, and work hard, to digest, work hard in a factory, and you think, I require, I eat meat. Then to digest it, you drink. You drink, you get agitated, come back home, innocent wife, children, you beat them up. Because you are not sane, and you know, at that time. Otherwise, you go to other women, prostitute, naked dance, casino. Then you have to forget, you again drink. So many bad things you want to forget. You have to pay this bad tension. Thus you live like a dog hog and become a slave. But you are fortunate. Coming to Krishna consciousness, you have a bright future. Stick to it. Never leave, Prabhupada. Never leave ISKCON. Never leave devotion. So how difficult it may be. Krishna consciousness is sincere. Yes. Serious. Krishna, yes. Definitely. So, you're sincere, serious.
This easy process is being recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami. First, one must control his speaking power. Every one of us has the power of speech. As soon as we get an opportunity, we begin to speak. If we do not speak about Krishna consciousness, we speak about all sorts of nonsense. A toad in a field speaks by croaking, and similarly, everyone who has a tongue wants to speak, and even if all he has to say is nonsense. The croaking of the toad, however, simply invites the snake, please come here and eat me. Nevertheless, although it is inviting death, the toad goes on croaking. The talking of materialistic men and impersonalist Mayavadi philosophers may be compared to the croaking of frogs. They are always speaking nonsense and thus inviting death to catch them. Controlling speech, however, does not mean self-imposed silence. The external process of moan is Mayavadi philosophers think. Silence may appear helpful for some time, but ultimately it proves a failure. The meaning of controlled speech conveyed by Srila Rupa Goswami advocates the positive process of Krishna Katha, engaging the speaking process in glorifying the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. The tongue can thus glorify the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. The preacher of Krishna Katha is always beyond the clutches of death. This is the significance of controlling the urge to speak.
So, in the scriptures say, more you are chanting Hare Krishna, more you are talking, remembering, hearing Krishna Katha, we are conquering death. Otherwise, every moment passing, you know, sun is rising, everybody is approaching to us. There is a fixed time, we have to leave body. But one transcends that when he is in absorbing Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name, hearing Krishna Katha, remembering, glorifying. He doesn't become victim. Rather, he lives longer and longer. Not sure. What is the sages are saying and the scriptures say? others are simply inviting his death faster.
The restlessness or fickleness of the mind, manoveg, is controlled when one can fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Surya Shama Maya Hai Andhakar Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. Krishna is just like the sun and Maya is just like darkness. If the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. Similarly, if Krishna is present in the mind, there is no possibility of the mind's being agitated by Maya's influence. The yogic process of negating all material thoughts will not help. To try to create a vacuum in the mind is artificial. The vacuum will not remain. However, if one always thinks of Krishna and how to serve Krishna best, one's mind will naturally be controlled.
This is Krishna consciousness. Anyway, rule and sum and substance of all what you are doing, rule and regulation is this. Anybody can say one is positive, one is negative.
Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna.
Please tell. Everyone listen.
Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna.
Very good. I see it is so difficult. But some devotee asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, we are not doing that. Prabhupada said, what you are doing, whatever you are doing, is it for the ultimately for the propagation of Krishna consciousness? Yes. Then he said, because in the absolute plane, you are thinking, I have to do this, I have to do that for Krishna. It's as good as thinking of Krishna.
Similarly, anger can be controlled. We cannot stop anger altogether, but if we simply become angry with those who blaspheme the Lord or the devotees of the Lord, we control our anger in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry with the miscreant brothers Jagai and Madhai who blasphemed and struck Nityananda Prabhu. In his Shikshastaka, Lord Chaitanya wrote, Trinad api sunichena, taror api saishnuna. One should be humbler than the grass and more tolerant than the tree. One may then ask why the Lord exhibited his anger. The point is that one should be ready to tolerate all insults to one's own self. But when Krishna or his pure devotee is blasphemed, a genuine devotee becomes angry and acts like fire against the offenders. Growth, anger, cannot be stopped, but it can be applied rightly. It was in anger that Hanuman set fire to Lanka, but he is worshipped as the greatest devotee of Lord Ramachandra. This means that he utilized his anger in the right way. Arjuna served as another example. He was not willing to fight, but Krishna incited his anger. You must fight. To fight without anger is not possible. Anger is controlled, however, when utilized in the service of the Lord. As for the urges of the tongue, we all experience that the tongue wants to eat palatable dishes. Generally, we should not allow the tongue to eat according to its choice, but should control the tongue by supplying prasad. The devotee's attitude is that he will eat only when Krishna gives him prasad. That is the way to control the urge of the tongue. One should take prasad at scheduled times and should not eat in restaurants or sweetmeat shops simply to satisfy the whims of the tongue or belly.
I see wherever in India or India, outside India, they take it. What is that?
Pani puri.
Who doesn't? This is like irresistible. You think I'll take just a few, and you think I'll take five, six, and 5, 6 become 15, and 15 become 25, 25 become 30 become 40. This is start with 4, become 10 times. So easy a system. Exactly, many others there, I am there. Some saintly person is saying, and somebody asked, I am very attached to this. Then, for the sake of Krishna, you have to sacrifice. It's very difficult. What do I have to do? Suppose that is not in India, in Krishna Loka, then what will happen? You have to go somewhere. There, you go there, chant Hare Krishna and eat there. Krishna never said, I give me this, give me that. You know, actually, you are eating something and giving in subtle way. Isn't it? You are eating, you want to eat, they give it to Krishna. This is external. You want to eat, that's why you give it to Krishna. In Bengal, it's called Bhavir Ghari Churi. Showing something actually is not, it's just a little. You want to eat. What Krishna wants, that is sun. Krishna wants you. Whether I like or dislike, I have to eat. That is sun. That is difficult. That is what you have to do. You have to pay the price. You don't pay price, you can't cheat Krishna. Krishna no more. Okay, you eat. Hold up and go there and then chant Hare Krishna there. Whether it is now Vaikuntha or not, if they allow them or not, that case. We are not sure. You can be. They have got their rule regulation. Krishna has got his own liking. You cannot make Krishna. You like it. Understand? Be careful. When a saintly person comes, he says, what I gave you, do not change. Don't change. You are elsewhere. Don't change. What do you change? If you change, everything will be finished. Be careful. Everybody has to pay the price. You are not paying the price, you want to get cheap way. Then think cheap thing you will get. You want to get tax your thing. Invitation. Yes? Yes? Doesn't it sound reasonable? Yes?
Hare Krishna!
One has to like the resolute in his desire. Not that what everybody does, I also. For this fool! Fool slash! But the angels, they are not there, isn't it? So angels won't be in great number. How many are in ISKCON compared to the population of the world? Nothing. Why? You have to become angel, you have to pay the price. Nobody wants to pay the price, you want to cheat. They will be cheated. At the end, they will be cheated. They don't know what is his future. Last moment he cannot correct you, sir. We did, and you have to pay for it. Now I won't become dog, you will become hog. Only. I am this, I am that. They don't work in the spiritual world. You have to pay for it. As you sow, so you reap. So you sow Krishna conscious seed, you achieve Krishna conscious now. That is kalpa vriksha. You sow other seed, no kalpa vriksha. Imitation kalpa vriksha. Imitation.
If we stick to the principle of taking only prasad, the urges of the belly and tongue can be controlled. In a similar manner, the urges of the genitals, the sex impulse, can be controlled when not used unnecessarily. The genitals should be used to beget a Krishna-conscious child, otherwise they should not be used. The Krishna-consciousness movement encourages marriage not for the satisfaction of the genitals, but for the begetting of Krishna-conscious children. As soon as the children are little grown up, they are sent to our Gurukul school in Dallas, Texas, where they are trained to become fully Krishna-conscious devotees. Many such...
Once like that, sometimes somebody says, okay, I get to another ashram, get into. Then after some time he said, no, to come to his guru, he said, I think I will renounce and So you are renounced. You want to become renounced order. Mind you, this is not renounced order. Put on a desk and taking, bring all Maha to me. And everybody come and think Dandavati Bhuti. And hard to become renounced. So here you want to become renounced? Then who will take responsibility? So see your life partner, not your object of senses. Not your object of senses. Stay away from her. Give her what she requires and everything. I don't think he is your object of sense enjoyment. Train her up in Krishna consciousness. Train a member of your family in Krishna consciousness. Thus we become detached and here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, Antare Nishtha Karo Baire Lok Byabohar. Outside, whatever may be your dress, you have at heart become renounced. That is renounced. And dressing renounced and enjoying your Godas. Listed, Godas, not Goswami. Outside becoming different ashram. But inside something else. Krishna is here inside, not outside. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Antare Nishtha Karo Baire Lok Byabohar. Or she has, very soon you'll find Krishna will deliver you. It's not that us. Then so you enjoy everything. Now you want to, who will take the responsibility? Also, you are dressing something, doing something else. No! You change this and lead normal life. Take that ashram, at heart what you do, and become Krishna conscious, make your family member Krishna. Bhakti relates to the heart. External thing, this is just a when you go back to spiritual, Krishna will ask your external bodily things, your designation. No, sir. He won't ask you this. He will see your attachment to Krishna's service and Krishna. Nothing else. You may be this dress, this designation, that designation. Does not matter.
Many such Krishna conscious children are required, and one who is capable of bringing forth Krishna conscious offspring is allowed to utilize his genitals. When one is fully practiced in the methods of Krishna conscious control, he can become qualified to be a bona fide spiritual master. In his Anubhuti explanation of Upadesamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that our material identification creates three kinds of urges: the urge to speak, the urge or demands of the mind, and the demand of the body. When a living entity falls victim to these three types of urges, his life becomes inauspicious. One who practices resisting these demands or urges is called tapasvi, or one who practices austerities. By such tapasya, one can overcome victimization by the material energy, the external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I heard time is over, so I give you some, just a few minutes, any question and comment. Otherwise, again I am coming, another day we'll sit down and discuss this. Today I may go away, again I'll come, going to come. Do this, come on. If you like, discuss.
Krishna.
Yeah, only what is there, my godfather, he cannot tell. I cannot speak.
Yes.
And the duty is calling. Sorry. You hear from him, he's a very experienced devotee. Long time in movement. I'm sitting and I feel shy. Seeing him so nice. Please, son.
Subhag Maharaj Ki. Thank you so much, Maharaj. The nectar flowing from your mouth is Prabhupada's mercy.
I'm just repeating, I'm a Tota.
That's the perfection.
I'm simply repeating what Tota said, and I say it applies to all of us, it applies to me, all of us.
In one Vyas Puja, Prabhupada made a statement, all that you have learned from me, all that you have heard from me, you must repeat in toto, without any addition or alteration.
Again, I tell this thing. I say exactly what Tupa said, tell you, not adding, not subtracting.
And then you become spiritual master. That's what Prabhupada said.
So you all become spiritual master. All you become spiritual master. But you do this, you become spiritual master.
Actually, Prabhupada said that.
Hello.
Prabhupada also said that. Hare Krishna.
They can hear.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, I want all my disciples to become spiritual masters. Next.
So he is also your spiritual master, whether there is them there or not. Because he's experienced, so long he is there. I may be sitting here shamelessly, but he's humble.
I'm humble. You can ask my son, I'm not humble. But one thing you did say, Maharaj, also about decreasing Krishna consciousness. We had so many, Prabhupada used to say, the flowers of your country, thank you so much. That's how Prabhupada referred to all the boys and girls who joined Krishna. He says, I want to thank your country. He came to the United States for Rath Yatra. And I want to thank you for all the flowers of your country.
Yeah.
All these boys and girls who have come. So it is sad, whereas it's heartbreaking when you see devotees leave. And I was with Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan in 1977 in October. And Prabhupada made a statement. The room was filled with so many different devotees, Upendra, Tamal Krishnamaraj, Bhavananda Prabhu, and Bhakti Chuswami.
Well, Bhavananda is coming and being Krishna Krishna.
Yeah. So Prabhupada said at that time, he said,
Achyutananda, I just met in Alachua recently.
Achyutananda?
Yeah.
Ah.
He came 2 months, he said, sure. 2 months came soon. See, I went there, I know, near him. So I said, I'm very hungry. Yet for prasadam time. I arranged and brought myself and gave him prasadam.
Anyways, Prabhupada said, I've given you this big, big movement. If you can, please expand this movement. At least maintain it.
That's right.
Don't let it decrease.
Yeah.
And then he said, please cooperate. And he started to cry. So whenever I see an old god brother in, or god sister, I tell him, don't make Prabhupada cry. Don't leave this movement. Dedicate yourself. So I tell all the new boys and girls that come, please expand this movement. Conversely, if you leave this movement, you make Prabhupada cry. But if you expand this movement, you'll make Prabhupada smile.
Exactly. Never leave. Rather, you can bring somebody Krishna. Of course, in many other parts of the world, my new devotees are coming, so many good numbers, very nice. And who we really feel for them, those who are gone, but sometimes they'll come and Krishna will never forget what they have done for the society. They will properly reward him, no doubt about it. Thank you, Lord. We want to beg him, they will come. We should open our heart and welcome them warmly so that they can be engaged in service. Nice. Some are coming. Very nice. Any question? Ask relevant thing, otherwise if it is something else out of the topics, then some other time.
Maharaj, you said that the Bhagavad Gita said that we can control anger by getting angry with someone who is offending a great soul. And if a devotee who is senior to me, if he is offending a great soul, then should we act like fire like that?
That is what Prabhupada says. I would say the same. Yes, but usual intelligence, depending on time, place and circumstance, act. It's not some religion. If somebody is pure devotee, he is criticizing, cut his tongue. Maybe you have to think of, if you cut his tongue, what police will do to you? To be practical also, down to earth. You can get angry. Maybe. You should weigh the situation accordingly, act in that line. One man said, fire, but if some guy is much stronger than me, I get angry. What will my position? He gets angry and run away. Don't listen.
Alright.
Yes.
There is a certain etiquette.
Yeah.
Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master was Ishwara Puri, and who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri also had another disciple named Ramachandra Puri. So Ramachandra Puri came and was totally blasphemous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So no one can correct God. But still, because Mahaprabhu taught us by his example that if because he was in a senior position, he did not, he listened to him. And because he was criticizing him about the sufferings and the answers. So he followed that. But all the devotees prayed that Ramachandra Puri would leave. And eventually he left. And everyone went, Haribol!
Haribol! You understand how they are just depending on time, circumstances.
Yeah. So you have to be careful. The best thing is to walk away.
Walk. Not listen. If you don't.
Just walk away.
You can stop it. Yeah? Some of the time. Some of the time.